beautiful morning. And we have a few announcements. Al?
Good morning. Every other month in the wintertime, or in not the summer, on the third weekend, we serve St. Joseph's meal. And that's sort of hard to keep track of, so that's why I'm up here today, to remind you that next weekend is the weekend that we're going to serve St. Joseph's. And to prepare for it, I put a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board out in the narthex. I checked it before I came in, and it's pretty empty. So we need everybody after church today to look the board over and see what you can help out with to help make it another successful St. Joseph's meal. Thanks.
I just want to let everyone know that there are Lenten devotional guides available for you to take home. They are on the table underneath the television outside this door here.
Good morning. Today's the last day to sign up for Amherst tickets for next Sunday. The game is at 3:05. We have around 50 people signed up so far, so speak now, forever hold your peace if you'd like to go to the game.
Just a final reminder, we'll be meeting to talk about fundraising on Tuesday the 12th at 7 o'clock, room 2. Thanks.
And I would like to welcome Reverend Brandy Wooten and Adam Scoville and his wife Whitney this morning to our congregation. They will be leading worship, and Melissa is leading worship at Chala Presbyterian Church. So welcome. Let's give them a big round of applause for being here. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Please stand for the call to worship, if able. Rejoice in God always. Again, I say rejoice.
Rejoice in God always. Again, I say rejoice.
With the Lord there is steadfast love and great power to redeem. God has redeemed us from all our iniquities.
We praise you, O Lord, with all our hearts. We tell of your wonders. We are glad and rejoice in your name, O Most High.
We worship a God that forgives us over and over again when we bring our sins to God. So now join me in the call to worship printed in the bulletin. Let us pray. Most holy God, we come into worship with thanksgiving and praise, but we also come before you with worries and doubts. As we lay these burdens down, fill us with your Spirit and bless us with peace and joy. Keep our minds in Christ Jesus, that we may remain focused on issues of justice and righteousness, love and grace. God of mercy, we place our trust in tangible things. Things we can see and touch, and question whether you are really there. Forgive us, Holy One, when we fail to recognize that you are always nearby, patiently waiting for us to recognize your presence and your glory. Help us when we lose our way, and forgive us when we forget to whom we truly belong. Lover of justice, open our eyes to see you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our hearts to love you. And open our hands to serve you. O God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. We worship a forgiving God whose mercy is never ending, whose heart abounds in steadfast love. Because of the love of Jesus Christ, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Thanks be to God. I'd like to invite the children forward. Can you slip up here? Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks. You know, first of all, I want to give the junior choir a big thank you. You made my morning. That was a beautiful anthem. Thank you. Next, I wanted you to meet two friends of mine. Reverend Wooten and Mr. Scoville. They're going to help us lead worship this morning. Usually on a Sunday morning, they're in a different church building leading worship. Usually they're at Chai Lai Presbyterian Church. Anybody know where Chai Lai Presbyterian Church is? Yeah? Yeah, one. Okay, that's pretty good. You know where it is? Okay. Well, while they are here, Melissa's at Chala Presbyterian Church, and she's leading worship there. Well, the really cool thing about this is even though they worship in Chala, and we worship at Gates, we are actually all part of the same church. Just different buildings. Well, one reason for that is, of course, because we're all part of the body of Christ. But another reason for that is because we're all part of the Genesee Valley Presbytery, which is a big area that has 69 churches in it, all worshiping God, serving God. And together, we look for ways in which we can serve God together. It's kind of like we're all one big family. The baby's over there? Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. So the next time you're out driving around or even on a big long trip and you pass by a Presbyterian church, I want you to say, look, there's a Presbyterian church. They're part of my church family, because they are. So we welcome Reverend Rudin and Mr. Scoville, and we welcome all of you all here today, too. So let's have a prayer. Thank you, God, that we have a big church family. Not just here, but all over. Amen. Okay, you may go to your classes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is even mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome it is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now all those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Thus ends the word from the Old Testament.
Our New Testament scripture lesson is taken from the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Listen to the word of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Your Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing,
Whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Hallelujah is one of those churchy words. We sing it in songs and say it in prayers. And we especially like to parade it out during the Easter season, shouting it with joy as we remember Christ's victory over death. But do we really know what this word means? Or do we just assume that we know what it means? Hallelujah is a Hebrew word which translates, praise the Lord. And this word begins several psalms, including the one that we just read. And it is written as a command for the congregation to give praise to the Lord. As God's people, it is our duty to give God the glory which our Creator and Sustainer deserves. We give thanks and praise to a God who is good and true and trustworthy, a God who cares for God's people, a God who is with us and for us no matter where life takes us. In all of our experiences, good or bad, joyful or painful, when we are on top and when we think we can't get any lower, we are called to praise the Lord whose steadfast love never fails. Many of the Psalms are attributed to David as the author. This shepherd boy turned king had a talent for putting his faith into words and music.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Throughout his life, David had a close relationship with God. Singing praises to the Lord, David thanked God for the blessings bestowed upon him. For this was the boy who slew the giant Goliath, won the heart of a king with his music, befriended the king's son, and eventually this shepherd boy became king himself. David was indeed blessed, and he knew to whom the credit was due. In his joy, he sang to the Lord, never forgetting that it was God who brought him to where he was in life. His was a joyful alleluia.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew a hallelujah. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
But then it happens, even the faithful fall. This chosen king was not perfect, and even though his faith was strong, David sinned. He conspired to kill Bathsheba's husband because he wanted her for himself. The Bible is full of faithful people like David who fall short of God's glory. But when they turn to God and seek forgiveness, the Lord is always faithful and shows mercy. We too have this promise, for we also fall short of what God calls us to be. When we are broken by our sinfulness, when we fail to live up to God's purpose for our lives, when we come before God with humility and in confession, we are still commanded to give praise to God. And even though our praises, our alleluias, are broken with our failures, we are met with mercy, forgiveness, and peace. A broken alleluia is still pleasing to God.
Baby, I have been here before. I know this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Many songs and poems have been written about love. It warms the heart. It makes us feel on top of the world as if we had won a great victory. But love is not always wonderful. Sometimes it requires sacrifice. Love in the Bible encompasses more than just the romantic variety. We are encouraged to show love of family, friends, our neighbor, the stranger and the outcast, and even love for our enemies. While it is usually easy to love our family, it is harder to love the outcast and the enemy. And love often means being willing to make sacrifices of our time, energy, money, and talent. It is not always a triumphal victory march. Instead, sacrificial love has the potential to cost us a lot. It requires us to be vulnerable, to open ourselves up to the needs of others. Yet even in this sacrifice, we are called to give our praise to God. The greatest example of sacrificial love is Jesus' death on the cross. An innocent man hanging on a cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a quote from the first line of a Psalm of David, Psalm 22. And if you continue to read the Psalm, the writer lays out his struggles, his hurt and pain, even his feelings of being abandoned by God. But then, the poem moves into praise. Yes, that's right, praise. Hallelujah! Even in the midst of sacrifice, in the midst of giving ourselves in love for one another, we are called to praise the Lord, sending our hallelujahs of sacrifice heavenward.
There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below. But now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The journey of faith is not a straight path. Instead, it is filled with ups and downs. Sometimes we feel close to God, while other times God seems far away. When we have a close relationship with our Creator, we pray often, letting God know what's going on with us. And we can feel the Holy Spirit moving, leading, and guiding us. In these times, as we live in sync with God's purpose, every breath we take becomes an alleluia. Praise to the God who is always with us.
And maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not someone who has seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It is hard to praise God when we are surrounded by injustice, violence, poverty, war, famine. Every day there is another tragic story told on the news, and while we are tempted to turn ourselves away and not see the world as it truly is, we know that injustice is being perpetrated all around us. We say that we cannot do anything about it. The problem is too big. But with God's help, we are called to go out into this broken world, seeking justice, doing kindness, and walking humbly with our Lord. We know we cannot do it on our own. And so, even in the midst of injustice, we raise our broken alleluias, pleading for the Lord of Lords to work on the side of peace, justice, and mercy to heal the brokenness of this world.
I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
On this journey of faith, we do our best to follow where God leads. Yet we don't always get it right, and faith does not always come easy. But when we offer our whole selves into God's service, God will take what we give and multiply it. The sound of our praise pleases the Creator of the universe, And at the end of our earthly life, when we stand before the Lord of Song, knowing that we have brought all that we had, our talents and weaknesses, our successes and failures, our joyful laughter and anguished tears, raising them all in alleluias to our God. For in the end, our job is to always and eternally praise the Lord, saying,
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Friends, we have drawn near and heard the word of God. Thank you. God holds back the waters that hinder our way.
We give
God leads us to faith and nurtures our hope.
We give
God calls us to serve, to care, to love.
We invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Good morning, Lynn Schrammel. One of my students, kindergarten students' parents, is facing cancer surgery for the second time and needs bedding and furniture. So if you can help, let me know.
Cheryl Fennell. Just an update. Charlie is doing really well, our grandson, and we're thrilled. So thank you so much for your prayers. Prayers for my mom, who is going for her third diagnostic test, but apparently she has 80% blockage in her carotid artery. So just prayers for the best procedure or whatever is next for her. And also our son Corey, who lives in Boston, but it was at a presenter as a conference in Honolulu this weekend, and he's on his way back. So he knew how to pick the date, and prayers for a safe return.
Irene Derry, I would like prayers for a former member of our congregation, Mariana Steer. She is fighting breast cancer right now, and I think she would love to hear from people. So, and I have another prayer for my our son-in-law's mother is undergoing hip surgery this next week. So prayers for her. Thank you.
Tess McKeel, prayers for my father. He's back in the hospital with pneumonia again.
Helen Priestley, I just want to take this opportunity to give thanks and praise to God for a wonderful morning of coming here and seeing the beauty of God outside and then hearing all that wonderful music and his word. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
My brother John's family wants to thank all that have prayed for John throughout these 7 years. My brother has gone to be with Jesus. Prayers for the family. All those that are left behind. As my husband always said, you know, the dying is the easy part because you know where you're going. It's being left behind that is so difficult.
Our prayers.
Prayers for Norma Remington and Carol and Bill Balsley. That Norma's going through some hard times and health changes, and Carol and Bill are having a lot on their plate to handle that change. Thanks.
And difficult decisions to make.
Marge Westfall, I'd like to ask prayers, please, for the Brooks family. They lost their 28-year-old son to brain cancer last week.
I'd like to ask prayers for my boss's mother, who has just been diagnosed with cancer, and it doesn't sound good at all. So prayers for Diane.
And the children ask for prayers, prayers of joy for traveling to Grandma's, prayers of joy for sister's birthday, prayers for Grandpa who is in the hospital, prayers for Papa's birthday, prayers for a dad who hurt his back, prayers for a birthday, and prayers for going to Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. Prayers for a brother's birthday.
Bridget Wohlers.
Sorry,
Caroline.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bridget.
I just wanted to ask for prayers. A former colleague of mine, her husband and daughter were involved in a very bad car accident this week. They were in the pickup truck that was hit by the school bus on Monday morning. He's had several surgeries at Strong. And is in the ICU doing okay, but continued prayers for that family.
Let us pray. God of all people, we come to you this morning rejoicing that you name us and invite us to be your children, that your love does endure forever, that you call us to serve, to care, and to love. We confess that sometimes we allow the distractions of our lives to suffocate the hallelujahs in our hearts. Remind us, O God, of the joy that surrounds us. Help us to embrace the amazing goodness of our lives rather than dwell on the daily frustrations. This morning we pray for those in the Northeast digging out from the recent snowstorm. We pray for those with inadequate housing or without housing at all. And we ask you to guide us so that we might discover ways in which we can use our resources to advocate for and reach out to the poor in our own community. We lift to you our prayers for members of the staffs of housing shelters. We know that on these cold nights they graciously welcome so many in such limited spaces. And this morning we come giving you thanks for Brandy and Adam for the creative and inspiring way in which they helped us to hear your word. We thank you for our connectional denomination, and we rejoice that we can serve you together. Work through our congregations, O God. Show us ways to be your faithful servants together. And we pray for the congregation of Chala Presbyterian and for the ministry and missions. Now we ask that you hear us as together we pray the prayer our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we thank you for all the things you have given us. May we, with this offering, help those who have no homes, no food, and no clothes. Amen.
As we prepare to leave this place, to go out into the world, to live a life that has both joys and sorrows in it, may we always and eternally praise our God and raise our alleluias up toward heaven. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in your hearts now and forevermore. Amen.